27th, 2015. I am your host, Nicholas Snow. You know, some of the best times and worst times I've ever had on a stage are when I was performing at the Comedy Store in LA on the Sunset Strip for over a year. It takes a special talent to engage night after night with a stand-up comedy audience. And you know, and a good comic has to be able to make people laugh, whether they're drinking or not, you know, so a good drunk audience to make them laugh. And actually, some of the most nightmarish things happen for comics when their audience is drunk. At any rate, it is July 27th, 2015, national, as are these comics in some of their television work. You're going to want to stay tuned. And if you're hearing this podcast before August 3rd, 2015, and you're among my Palm Springs area audience, these comics are going to be performing in a brand new stand-up comedy show called Ice Cold Comedy at Oscar's Cafe and Bar. The headliners that night, Aidan Park and Kate Quigley. Aidan's on the show today. And the show is hosted by another comic, Robin Ryan. She hasn't called in yet, but Aidan is in the green room, and I'm going to be back with at least Aidan after this.
I want to give a big shout-out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear the commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the Advertisers link in the main sub-menu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California. And I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before. And I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the snow, show, celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist, reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
And are you ready for your close-up? I am, and so are my guests. If you're listening to this podcast before August 3rd, 2015, that's a Monday, and you're in the Palm Springs area, you're in luck. However, on the show today, we're going to talk about general aspects of being a stand-up comic as well. And my guest today actually appear on other stages and in nationally and internationally televised TV programs, which of course includes YouTube. Los Angeles comics are set to invade Palm Springs with Ice Cold Comedy from Icon Productions. It's a new stand-up comedy show coming Monday, August 3rd to Oscar's Cafe and Bar, starring comedians Aiden Park and Kate Quigley, with host and Palm Springs favorite Robin Ryan. Kate Quigley is a stand-up comedian, host, and actress seen in The Office and The Megan Mullally Show. And Aiden Park has toured the country headlining for respected comedy clubs, universities, fundraisers, parades. He has also toured with several Broadway shows and has been seen on Comedy Central, Tosh.0, NBC TV Guide Channel, and Hulu. Host Robin Ryan has strong roots in the Palm Springs area, where she spends much of her time with family who live in the area. I know her mom. A comedian, teacher, daughter, sister, and aunt, Robin grew up in Napa, California, and currently lives in LA. And I see that Robin has also called in. So I'm actually going to bring both Robin and Aiden into the studio. Hey, guys, welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Robin, you had us worried. Were you having technical difficulties?
You know what? I just finished driving. I had to get somewhere, and I was running a little late. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. All's well that ends well. We're multitasking all the time. And hopefully you weren't texting while driving, and I'm glad you got home before you decided to call in.
Yes. Yeah.
Aiden, how do you know Robin? Let's put you on the hot seat and let her squirm. How do you know Robin?
Aha. Well, you know, we met at a wonderful show in in Hemet, California. Do you guys know where that is?
I do. Thank goodness. It's not burning down right now, because it's fire. I was just going to say forest fires have been known to happen in Hemet.
We're all talking at the same time. It's so funny. It's like stop and go. It's so funny.
Yeah.
We'll get used to it, right? Right, Nicholas? This happens all the time, doesn't it?
Well, evidently there must be some sort of sound delay, but at any rate, Robin and I are going to be quiet while you tell us how you know her.
Oh, okay, great. So we met in Hemet, and it was great because when I was driving over there, you know, there it's like kind of scary to get there. Like there were like tractors and and I was like, oh my God, I hope they can handle a homo. And then I get there and she's there with her whole Palm Springs family. It's like a whole like lesbian contingency. And it was amazing. And that we became really good friends there. So from shared experience in Hemet. So that's how we met.
That's very, very cool. And Robin, I know that one of the other people appearing in your show in Palm Springs is Kate Quigley. How do you know her?
I met her outside of a bar in Hollywood after a show that she and Aiden were both on. And we just, we hung out, and then she's a regular at the Hollywood Improv. And so I've seen her perform there and just in different places around LA. And she's somebody that Aiden and I both really like. And so we wanted to bring her with us.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I imagine that you both know my friend Jason Stewart.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
I don't.
I did his Laugh Factory show a couple months ago, actually.
Fantastic. Well, Robin, Jason Stewart is a fantastic out gay actor and comic, and he's been out for decades, and he's quite funny. Now, Aiden, you've sort of outed yourself. I guess you're gay.
Is it obvious?
No, you mentioned you hope Hemet could handle a homo. So that was my clue.
Good. I have short-term memory. Yes.
Yes. And I'm not trying to out anyone on my show, but I know that Robin, your mom is lesbian. So is that your connection to both your moms are lesbians? Wow.
Yes, both of them.
That's a modern family.
It is. I have the two moms, and then I have a sister and a brother. And we grew up with, you know, kind of an unorthodox family. And so, yeah, I know I talk about that on stage, and just, you know, it was, you know, growing up in the 80s with a lesbian mom, you know, different.
Yes, I'm sure it's a very different now than it was then, and thank goodness for progress. So,
definitely.
I decided to pursue some stand up. I don't do stand up like you guys do, but I decided to pursue it just to become a better rounded performer. So I did a workshop at Highways Performance Space in LA, the LA area, and it was taught by Linda Montgomery, and based upon her recommendation, I was given a 3-minute slot for a one-time appearance in the Belly Room at the Comedy Store on their LGBT comedy night, which I turned into over a year, and I also built it up to, you know, a good, really solid 15-minute set. And I loved the experience. And I'm wondering, and let's start with you, Aiden, how did you get into stand-up?
Well, I've always written. I did sketches, and I did, like, I've written theater pieces and such. And at some point, I wanted to try it because, actually, the breaking point was I used to do musical theater, and I just couldn't do another Miss Saigon. I just couldn't do another production of Miss Saigon. I just had it. And so I was like, okay, I gotta try something new. I can't do any more musical theater productions. So I went and I took a class from this guy, Jerry Katzman, who's really great. And that was like 4 years ago. And I just kept at it. It's great.
It's amazing how a class can give us confidence, because we probably had the raw material all along, but to have that little that structure and guidance is very empowering.
Oh yeah, the community that like there's a community feel when you do it, and that's kind of what you need to kind of nudge you out of your nest sometimes. It was really a great experience for me.
Precisely. I was going to ask you about the Broadway shows you've toured with. You've named one of them. What are the others?
I did that. I did Flower Drum Song. Of course. A Dancing Chopstick, always. Always a dance in a number called Chop Suey. That's just what you do when you're Asian.
I think if I were Asian, I couldn't pass as a dancing chopstick. I think I'd have to be some other form of, like, dim sum. I'm a dancing, like,
I think you'd probably be the Chinese takeout.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Off. Yes. I'm seeing your photo right now. You'd be perfect for it.
Oh, thank you. are you a tenor?
I'm a tenor, yeah. Can you tell? Can you tell?
Well, I was going to guess soprano, but tenor works.
I take what I can get. So, you know, I do whatever they want me to do.
I understand. So, Robin, how did you get into comedy?
I always wanted to do it, and I didn't know how. Like, I didn't know how people just started being comedians. And I started listening to a podcast, and the first, like, half an hour of the podcast was people talking about how they became comedians and the process that they went through. And I was just like, wait, you can just go to an open mic? That's a thing? And at the same time, on Facebook, my friend started checking in at this place called The Comedy Spot every week. And I looked it up. I was interested in it. I looked it up. They had classes. So I took a class with this guy named John Ross, who's a great teacher up in Sacramento. And so I just started doing it. And then actually the show on the 3rd is my 2-year anniversary of comedy. It's that day. So that's super exciting for me.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Fantastic. So I want to ask, I'll ask Aiden first so Robin gets more time to think about the question. Aiden, what is the worst and then the best moments that I'm sure there are two different experiences that you've had doing stand-up?
Oh, Okay. Oh, okay. I'll tell you the worst experience I've ever had. I did a show, a bar show. I was actually headlining a bar show in Orange County in a very kind of strip molly type of place. And there was like four people in the audience. And as soon as I walked in, you know, those like, you know, wooden planks that are nailed to the walls and
yes.
Sports things everywhere. And there's like baseball going on television. And I am like, oh my God, I am going to have to go on stage and talk about Dance Moms in a second. And I was like, this is not happening. And so the first two comics went up and nobody was paying attention. And I went up and I'm flaming. I'm gay. I'm also, in my act, I'm not shy about it. Okay. So
you turn up the volume, you turn up the fabulosity.
I walk around like that. So I don't know that.
Right. You show up as yourself and they're not necessarily ready for it.
Right. Cause I'm on coffee all day long. I'm on coffee all day long. So, or speed, whatever I can get. And then I go on stage and I say something about how I'm Asian or something. And this drunk guy who's watching sports comes to the middle. He goes, "How do you know you're Asian? How do you know you're Asian?" In this like belligerent kind of way. So I was like, "Well, come to the bathroom after the show and I'll show you, sir." And he wasn't having it. And then I said something about how I was gay. I was like, "How do you know you're gay? How do you know you're gay?" Oh my God. It was like 40 minutes.
And you can hear the same answer.
Exactly. I just kept doing the same thing over and over, you know, and it was okay. But by the end, my voice was gone because I was like shouting over this man with the microphone. It was like cray. So that was the worst one. I think the worst experience I've ever had doing comedy, doing that.
And what's the best? I'm sure there's several, but what's one that stands out?
You know what? I just opened for Huey Lewis and the News. Ha 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 ha. For Icon, actually. Because they have an agency too. I don't know if you know Dan Gore, right?
That name rings a bell.
Yeah, the Spotlight Productions and Icon and Oscars. They run a show every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, female impersonator show out of Oscars. And he contacted me.
Oh,
on
Dan!
Twitter.
I completely know Dan. Yes, I've had him on my show. I just didn't know. I didn't know that name.
Last name, Gore. Dan Gore.
Yes,
he's
gotcha.
He's the spring chicken in Palm Springs. That's what he says. He's like, "I'm the spring chicken here in Palm Springs."
Yes, so. I've had him on my show and Gypsy, and they have a really successful show three nights a week at Oscars called Carnival Cabaret, and it's a big hit.
Yeah.
So you're coming into
the way, Gypsy's getting her own star on the
I know.
Streams. You know about that.
I know, and she found out about that on my show live. They told Gypsy. Alfie and Dan and Gypsy were all on my show. Gypsy, also known as James Gypsy Hawk. And that's when they told him on my show live. That's when Gypsy learned that Gypsy would be getting a star.
That's crazy. You're going to Hard Rock for the roast. I'm going to be on the roast. I'm roasting Gypsy.
Well, fabulous. You'll be great. So,
great. And
how many?
Channing will be there. So, yeah.
Yes, I heard about that. How many people were in the audience when you opened for Huey Lewis and the News?
Oh, it was a private party vineyard, 500 people or so. And it was great. It was awesome. It was the best experience. We got flown. I negotiated my boyfriend into the contract that we can have a vacation. And we got to stay in this really beautiful place. And that was awesome. I thought I was totally going to eat it, because who wants to see this flaming guy open when they're there to see Huey Lewis and the News? Just not the right demographic. But it went really well. It was a lot of fun. And that was, met such great people. It was an all around wonderful experience.
Well, one of the things that I would say in response to that is I think a lot of people really, really are endeared to the gay entertainment sensibility and comedy, and they would love to embrace it, but they are afraid of what their friends will think. But if they're all together with 500 people and someone takes the stage and it's a gay comic, then they sort of collectively have permission to enjoy it.
You know what? I absolutely agree with that. Yeah. And the people were really, really warm and sweet. And I think you're absolutely right.
So, Robin, what was your worst and best experiences on stage, respectively?
My worst was definitely a show I did in Colton at a bar, where nobody wanted any comedy happening in the first place. That was a given. And then I got up and I completely froze. I couldn't remember my jokes. I went to my notebook, which I never do. And even then, I had words written down and couldn't even figure out a joke. And I was given as much time as I wanted. And I did 3 minutes. And before I was just oh, I can't, I am done. Awful. It was an awful experience. And it was so embarrassing. Just some of my friends were in the room. So that's definitely.
And what was your best?
My best, I would say, I got to do a set in the belly room of the Comedy Store.
That was your best, Boo?
Let me explain why, honey.
Okay. I just say that because it's a historically very tough room. It's a tough room.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Well, and it was a bringer show, and my family turned out for me. I had an aunt and uncle there. I had a cousin there. I had a bunch of my friends there. My mom came in from Palm Springs, and the show was horrible. The show was absolutely awful. And I did amazing. I did the best I'd ever done up until that point. And it's for me, I love to perform in front of my mom. I make fun of her. I have a lot of jokes about her. And it's great to see her enjoy it. I really, it brings me joy to see her happy. So that was definitely, that comes to mind as one of my best.
I love that. My worst night as a comic was in the belly room of the Comedy Store. After many successful months, a friend of mine was going to be my manager, and I had reserved all kinds of VIP seats. He was going to have a cocktail party with them first, and they all got there late. And I was freaked out about them all arriving late, and I was completely off in my game, and I completely bombed. And it was really, really bad. Now, the best night I ever had as a comic was I'm a big gay white guy, and I am almost always attracted to men of different ethnicities than my own. I am open to Caucasian guys, but at this particular period of time, I was a member of an organization called Black and White Men Together, and I performed at their annual banquet that had hundreds of people seated in a banquet room. And I ended up getting a standing ovation. One of
wow.
my big jokes.
I bet you got some that night, huh?
I wish I had. But one of my big jokes of that night was I said to the crowd, Ripley's Believe It or Not is here with their camera crew, because it's rumored that there's someone in this banquet hall that is both white and a top.
Wow.
Because a lot of the complaints of men of color, black men of color, are that all the white guys are just looking for big black tops. And so everyone thought it was very funny that there was someone there that was both white and a top, and no one raised their hand. I said, oh, I guess I was mistaken. And then from the far corner, this guy kind of meekly raised his hand, and I go, there he is. And people were
wow.
popping up all over the room to find out where he was. I'm going to put you both in a virtual green room. Yes, I'm going to put you both in a virtual green room so you can talk to each other. I'm going to take a break, and then we'll come back for a few minutes. So you can talk to each other about now. And I'm going to be back with Aiden and Robin after this. So stay tuned. Here we go.
Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have two books out. The first, a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, Photos and Interviews from the Historic Hollywood Premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's gadio.
Once again, if you're listening to this podcast before August 3rd, 2015, you're in the Palm Springs area, you're going to want to come to Oscar's Cafe and Bar for the Ice Cold Comedy Show, headlined by Aiden Park and Kate Quigley, with your MC and comedian in her own right, Robin Ryan. Aiden and Robin are on the show with me today. Welcome back, guys. So thrilled you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So a little bird told me, Aiden, that you've just been launched in a web series.
Yeah, that's right. We just had a premiere at the Hollywood Improv this past Saturday, and it's called Aiden Park on the F list, like F as in fail, like the D list, but like not even the D list because I'm an F lister, which stands for complete fail. So it's about how desperate I am in Hollywood. It's like a mock reality show. You guys can find it on YouTube. It's on the air now.
Oh, fantastic. I love it. I've just found it. Aiden, A-I-D-N, Park, P-A-R-K, colon on the F list. And you can find A-I-D-A-N. It. It's right there. Yes, it's right there. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'll also tag it on Twitter. I tagged the show on Twitter, so I'll tag it on Twitter as well.
It looks very, very fun. Anything else that you have coming up that you'd like to promote?
Robin?
No, I have a show at Flappers on the 6th, Flappers in Burbank at 10 p.m.
Okay, do either of you have official websites that you want people to know about?
Yes, I do. Mine is Robin Ryan 200.
Robin
Ryan
200, yeah. Which is also my Twitter and my Instagram.
Okay.
And I'm at Aiden. So AidanPark.com. So AIDANPARK, and you can find everything you need there.
Okay, and I have found Robin Ryan 200 as well. Fantastic. Well, I really look forward to coming out on, well, I came out 25, 30 years ago, but I look forward to coming out to Ice Cold Comedy as well.
Thank you. I look forward to meeting you.
And I will, Robin, I've sent you a friend request. Aiden's already accepted mine, but I'm going to be posting a link to this podcast on my Facebook page in just a few minutes, so you can share the hell out of it on social networks. And feel free to come back on the show anytime that you want. I'd love to have you.
Thank you,
Nicholas. Thank you so much.
You guys, break a leg, not a nail.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. I love it when I get to talk to comics. If we had more time, I would have had a more serious conversation, because there are lots of amazing things going on in the world, both good and bad, and I find comics have really unique perspectives. At any rate, follow them at the websites I just gave you. In the Palm Springs area, come out to Ice Cold Comedy Monday, August 3rd, 2015 at Oscar's Cafe and Bar. And if you go to oscarspalmsprings.com, you can find a link to that. And until next time, I'm Nicholas Snow.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at nicholassnowlive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at @TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.